Hello! Welcome to Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, off-season episode 13. This one feels lucky. Follow me on Instagram at UnreasonableDoubtWV. I put a video on the newly created IGTV, Instagram television. You can check that out on Instagram on my profile page. UnreasonableDoubtWV at gmail.com. That's how you get a hold of me, through the email. Send me one. It's probably going to go to trash. Thank you, Google. But it might go to the inbox, and I'll read it on this podcast. Facebook. Big news on the Facebook front. There's a podcast page there. This week, I got a like for the Facebook page from what I can only assume is a important person in the Woody's Goodies empire. Woody's Goodies, not a sponsor of this podcast, but I spoke glowingly about them last week. Two locations, Marmette, St. Albans. They got all the discount deals. Frequent their store. Tell them you heard about their store through Unreasonable Doubt. Like their Facebook page. Hashtag WooGoo. W-O-O-G-O-O. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I think there's a future where Woody's Goodies could be a sponsor of this podcast. I'm getting ahead of myself. It's never going to happen. But it might happen. But it's never going to happen. Last week I talked about Javon Carter and Summer League. Games have taken place in Utah. Carter playing for the Memphis Grizzlies Summer League team. He's played three games as of this podcast. How's he done? Not terrible. He's done good. There's really, in Summer League, there's really two options. You can not look bad. That's one option. Or you can look really bad. And so option two is what you don't want, because then there's some concerns, especially if you're a second round pick or you're undrafted, where you're going to get cut from the team before you even make it to the first game of the year. If you don't look terrible, then that betters your chances. And I would say Javon Carter did not look terrible. He wasn't great offensively. There's nothing that stood out other than he didn't do anything dumb. One bad pass of all that I watched of him in three games. So no terrible turnovers. Defensively, he was great. He stood out. Not a lot of steals, but definitely playing full court defense. The only guy that's doing that in Summer League. That would be my guess. And he almost fought Trae Young in the first game. That's a little bit strong, but they got snippy because I don't think Javon Carter respects Trae Young as a person or a basketball player. But good news, similar to them playing each other in college, Trae Young shot a bunch and didn't make a lot. He was 4 of 20 against Javon Carter in Carter's first game in the Summer League. Now, does that mean anything, really? Probably not. Is it always satisfying to see Javon Carter do well against Trae Young? Yeah, it is. It's always very satisfying to see that. So, no red flags so far for Javon Carter in his first three Summer League games. We'll talk next week about how he does in Las Vegas. All 30 NBA teams will be in Las Vegas for Summer League this year, which has never happened before. It's a very interesting concept. You're 18 to 22 years old. You're just leaving college, or you left your first year of college. And where does the NBA send you? Do they send you to Portland, Maine? Do they send you to Wichita, Kansas? No. They send you to Las Vegas, Nevada. Where all the worst stuff, and I've never been there, but where all the worst stuff and vices are readily available to people over the age of 18 and probably younger. I assume, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas is what I've heard. So it's a really weird thing. I heard that said somewhere. The weird, I think it was Chris Vernon, was talking about why are they putting new people to the NBA, their first destination, Las Vegas. It doesn't make any sense. But I'll let you know how Carter does there the next time we do this podcast, we being me. Also for Summer League, saw two other WVU players. They were with the Sacramento Kings, Daxter Miles Jr., junior singular, and Devin Williams. Devin Williams has been a couple years since he left the program to pursue his professional career. So he was in Summer League. There were red flags for both of them, where I'm concerned that they're going to make the roster. But Miles, he made a few threes in his first game. He started the second game, which is always a good sign that they want to give him minutes. Devin Williams did not start any of the games. I don't know how many shots he made. I'm concerned for Devin Williams getting a roster spot. But maybe we'll see how they do in Summer League in Las Vegas. And we wish them all the best. Random thoughts coming up. Random thoughts for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. NBA free agency has already taken place. Like, it's over. It just took a few days. All of the major players have moved wherever they're going to move, for the most part. I gave predictions on the last podcast, episode 12. You can check that out. But let's just say that Daddy got one of his predictions very correct.
He wants to be where the action is, and I think that's in Los Angeles. So I think the Lakers are going to pick up LeBron James, and he's going to be a Laker moving forward. So,
did I get that right? Yes! LeBron James is going to the Los Angeles Lakers. Does that mean anything? No. Me getting the prediction right. Does it mean something for the league? It might not. Because the Golden State Warriors kept Kevin Durant and added DeMarcus Cousins. So that may be a problem for the league. Did I have 9 other predictions in addition to the LeBron James prediction last podcast? Yes. Did I get any of those other 9 right? No. Does that make sense? Of course it does. Do I get anything for getting the LeBron James free agent destination correct? No. I don't get anything. Should I be talking about it on this podcast? Who's to say? But we wish LeBron all the best in his move to Los Angeles. He's got a bunch of cool guys joining him. JaVale McGee. Really fun guy, JaVale McGee. Lance Stevenson is joining the Lakers. I'm sure you recall this, those of you who pay attention to the NBA. Lance Stevenson, when he was with Indiana and LeBron James was with Cleveland or Miami, I believe he blew in his ear. Lance Stevenson blew in LeBron James' ear during a basketball game. Now they're teammates. Guess who else is on LeBron James' team? Rajon Rondo. Very skilled basketball player. Kind of kooky. Better at Connect Four than basketball. And he's really good at basketball. He's a professional basketball player. It's a weird lineup for the Lakers, and they're probably not done with their roster changes. But as of right now, it's LeBron James, LaVar Ball's son, Lance Stevenson, Rajon Rondo, and JaVale McGee. I don't know how good that team is, but that is a team we all should watch and enjoy. Let's talk about WVU. Let's talk about their basketball team. This podcast is about WVU basketball. It's July 6th. Remember when, during last season, everybody had the flu and it really affected the team's performance? Well, on July 6th, everyone is injured. Beetle Bolden has a high ankle sprain. This is according to Mitch Vingel. Shout out to Mitch Vingel, the Charleston Gazette, West Virginia Gazette, Daily Mail thing. He said, Beetle's got a sprained ankle, according to Coach Bob Huggins. Wes Harris, sprained ankle. Andrew Gordon, the guy who only dunks, he still hasn't played any in Morgantown or practice because of a ACL injury from last year. Brandon Knapper, still not out of the woods yet with his blood clot concerns. So four of the however many guys we have are dealing with injuries. Lamont West has a cast on his wrist where he had wrist surgery. So everybody's injured. Luckily, the first game isn't until November. So injuries in July are just something to talk about. It doesn't really mean anything unless it's a major injury. Like that ACL thing that Andrew Gordon had last year. If somebody has that during the summer or in practice, that's a problem because they're going to miss the season. But so far, no major injuries. But if West Virginia was playing a game that counted today, it'd be a problem. But it's not a problem because it's July. The only problem right now in the state of West Virginia is that it is 150 degrees outside. And I'm not exaggerating. Final thoughts coming up. Final thoughts for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt and other WVU player news. One of the guys that are not injured, West Virginia's own Chase Harler. This is reported in the newspaper by Mitch Vingel, Charleston, West Virginia Gazette Daily Mail newspaper. Chase Harler is going to play on a traveling team that's going to China this summer. So that's exciting. We wish Chase Harler all the best in his travels. He's going to go to China. Do you want to go to China? I took an informal poll in the Witt household. I'm the only one that is interested in going to China with any travel. One of the first questions you got to ask is there yummy food there? And I'm assuming anywhere that Chase Harler is going to go in China, there's going to be yummy food. I'm fond of American Chinese food. I'm sure I'd be fond of Chinese food. So that's a pro for China. A con, you could say a con, is that sometimes in the year 2018, China has banned letters. The government of China, on China's social media and China's version of Google or DuckDuckGo, banned the letter N. So sometimes China bans letters, which is not something I'd be interested in visiting as a country if they're banning letters. But They've got yummy food, I bet. So you got to weigh the pros and cons. We wish Chase a good time and fun experiences on the other side of the world. If you've got yummy food, I'm in, is basically what I'm saying. If I was a 20-year-old and got an opportunity to play in China, you would absolutely take that. I would. I would take that. Would you? Let me know. Send me an email. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. We'll talk about food and other things next time. Big news on where you can listen to this podcast. You can listen on Anchor. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, something called Breaker, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Radio Public, CastBox. I'm not just making up words. These are platforms that you can listen to this podcast. But the newest edition, the newest platform that you can listen to Unreasonable Doubt is Spotify. Have you heard of Spotify? They have music. They also have podcasts, including the podcast you're listening to right now. So check this out on Spotify or any of the other platforms that I talked about. Subscribe. Rate it 5 stars, leave a review. Those are all nice things to do. Very excited to be available on Spotify moving forward. So next week, Summer League talk, yummy food talk, maybe, discount deals, all that and more. Tune in next time. Until then, I'm Josh Witt. WVU has not started the 2018-2019 season. They're 0-0.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.